You're listening to Vectis Radio. Of course you are. Why wouldn't you? And you're listening to the Andy Knight Radio Show. Now, plenty of reasons why you wouldn't, but thanks for joining me anyway. Yeah, and talking of joining me, in the studio with me, as I mentioned, we've got some guys on the 4Ps project here at Vectis Radio, the training school. And I'd like to introduce Joe. Very good morning to you, Joe.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, thank you.
Splendid,
very much.
Looking slightly sort of rabid in the headlights here. He's sitting there thinking, who is this maniac? Not a regular listener then, Joe, to me. Don't blame you, there aren't any. So tell us a bit about yourself, Joe. How old you are, where you come from on the island, and what you're up to?
Well, I'm 21 years old. I live in Sandown,
mm-hmm.
right on the border of Lake, and I'm a recent graduate, moving back home to find a new career, basically.
Okay, when you say a new career, have you been in work so far, or is it something that you're just embarking on?
Embarking on, I mean, mm-hmm. I've only really had work in kitchens, that kind of environment.
Just
I'm trying to get some
stuff,
kind
yeah.
of office mm. experience, really,
sure.
where I can use some of the skills that I learned in my degree.
So what's Joe's future? What ideally would be your career?
Ideally, I'd like something to do with marketing. I'm very good in creative or that kind of writing.
Mm-hmm.
I take pride in my writing skills anyway.
Excellent.
So yeah, just basically some job where I'd be able to use my use my brain a bit more, because kitchen work is a bit boring.
Sure, I mean, we've all done those kind of jobs, and you know, they're very important jobs in terms of, you learn all sorts of skills, don't you, in whatever sort of job you're in, if you're open to learning skills.
Yeah, but, certainly.
You know, you've got to look for the opportunities that will take you in the direction you want to go, of course. So the 4Ps project here at Vectis Radio.
Yes, right.
Now, you're just starting off at the 4Ps here.
Well, I'm not actually on the project, I'm just here, down here today to help out
Fine.
With the events.
Oh, okay, terrific. So what sort of skills do you think you're going to bring to helping out in the 4Ps? I mean, that's great that you're here on that side of things.
Well, I don't know.
Personally, I think you'd be a very good presenter. You've got a very good radio-friendly voice, I have to say. It's a good radio voice.
Well, that must be all the time practicing silly voices with my brother.
Excellent. Okay, so what about... I was talking to you when you arrived in the studio a little earlier. And Spanish. You're bilingual, are you, in Spanish?
I wouldn't go that far.
Well,
I've got
just say good morning to us all, to all our wonderful listeners in Spanish, would you?
Buenos dias a todos.
Oh, marvellous. You see, it's not just the words, is it? It's the way you say it. You have a different sort of voice when you're speaking a different language. That's excellent. So, down here for the 4Ps, and you know obviously about the 4Ps project, and you're here to actually help, which is excellent news, and I'm sure that will be useful for you. What do you expect to get out of it for Joe, personally, in terms of helping out with the 4Ps?
Personally, I like helping out these kind of events I have before,
mm-hmm.
At different courses down at the Key Arts, and it's very good to support young people trying out new things.
Mm.
And I've done these sort of things myself, and I know how useful and beneficial they are, really.
How would you define their usefulness? I mean, obviously the 4Ps, for those people, I'm sure there aren't any, but if there are any listening who are not aware of our 4Ps, they stand for 4Ps, naturally enough. The clue is in the name. It's production, presenting, promotion and podcasting.
Exactly.
Is the 4Ps. And apart from that, of course, we always bang on because it's true, and we've had well over 50 young people go through this course with us here at TERN. We're very proud of that. And it's all about communication skills, self-confidence, and, you know, when young people who will be talking to Alicia and Hallam a little bit later in this hour, when young people first come in here, they are understandably perhaps a little bit nervous, certainly when they meet me, most people seem to be, by the end of the course, they've almost blossomed into different people with confidence and so on. Have you witnessed that when you've been around these young people before here?
Yeah, certainly. Opportunities, any opportunity on the island is something that should be cherished, really, and supported any way it can.
Mm.
Because, you know, aside from going through school, there's not really much extracurricular or, you know...
Mm.
There's something... like this in half term is just can't really put a price on it.
Mm.
Getting this kind of experience, and I doubt many other kids would be able to say that they got experience like this in a radio, no matter how big or small it may be.
No, I think that's a very, very well put indeed, and I admire your, as you say, you clearly have great communication skills, and you've just summed up very, very nicely, I think, the whole point of the four P's. I couldn't better that, and I won't try to, because you've just really nailed it there. And it is... it's a unique opportunity for these young people.
I'd say,
I mean, how many people, I can't remember, as far back as when I was their age, I think everything was in black and white in my day when I was that young, but it was a long time ago, Alicia. But, you know, the opportunity to actually go into a professionally run radio station, you know, those sort of things didn't happen.
I imagine you have to keep back kids from wanting to jump on and start playing songs themselves.
Well, I'm quite happy to let them take over, to be honest. You know, I'll pop out and have a cup of coffee and do some shopping, you know. And Alicia Hallam,
you're DJs now.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely brilliant. Look, Joe, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming down and talking to me, but also for coming down and helping out these young people. And I know, as you say, that they will value your input as well. We wish you the very best of luck for the future. Maybe we'll talk to you a little bit later on during this programme this morning. But thanks once for the moment, anyway, Joe, for joining us.